This is the Donovan West Mustangs locker room chat with head coach Perry Smith here on FM 103.9 KNZA. I am Johnny Kane, and well, coach, you look back to last week, Clifton Clyde, a really good opponent. You knew that going in. It was one of their first home games of the year, actually was their first home game of the year, and you fall 60-12. It was a game that probably, in the first half at least, was a lot closer than the score indicated. So just what went wrong there on Friday night?
Well, we had a few too many mistakes mentally. You know, we missed some assignments defensively early on, especially, and then later too. You know, we missed some assignments there, and then offensively, you know, we knew they had some guys back that had been gone for a week or two, I thought they really shored them up defensively, they did a nice job against us on that side of the ball for sure. But you know, we moved the ball. We did, you know, we did. Did some good things, but we weren't as explosive as we'd been, and we got to do a better job of staying on blocks and maintaining them a little longer and kind of get back to what we do, and hopefully we can have a great week of practice this week and kind of get going in that direction.
I know one thing you've mentioned to me several times this year is that just defensively you don't feel like you're really where you want them to be at. What is defensively that you feel like the team has struggled with here, especially in the last 4 or 5 weeks?
Well, we've got to be able to rally to the football. It seems like we're a lot of one-on-one tackles out on the perimeter or anywhere, one-on-one or maybe two guys there. And you got to get five guys in the football. We got to do a better job with that. Just getting ourselves rallying to the ball and getting some desire to get there. And hopefully we work hard on that, and hopefully we can make some strides and continue to make strides getting better in that area as well.
So just what has been your message to the group? I know obviously heading into the season there was a ton of excitement with all the seniors that you brought back and the skill guys that you brought back as well, but obviously things really haven't gone to plan so far this year, but still plenty to play for here with two games left in the regular season. Just what has been the message to your guys here the last couple of weeks, especially last week?
Well, we don't vary too much from our message. It doesn't matter if we're ranked in the top five of the state or we're 0-4 on the season. I mean, our message is, you know, we want to make sure that we play as a team, and we want to make sure we get better every day. And the guys buy into that. There's never been a lack of effort, you know, and that's one thing that we always got to make sure that we control. You know, we can only control the controllable, and that's our effort and our attitude, and our guys have been good with that. We just gotta find a way to get ourselves kind of ratcheted up and get going a little bit and shore some things up and hopefully give ourselves a chance here the last couple weeks.
It's going to start Friday night with a big game against Valley Falls, and we'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the Donovan West Mustangs Locker Room Chat. Welcome back. It's now the Donovan West Mustangs Locker Room Chat. We're talking with head coach Perry Smith. It's brought to you by Triple L Tire, Medina State Bank, Bank of Highland, and Johnson Ag. And, well, coach, you look ahead to this week. You've got Valley Falls coming to town. This is a huge game as far as the district standings go because you look at it, if your guys went out and have a chance to pick up the 2 spot in the district, but a couple of losses here and some things don't look as great. So what do you look at here with this matchup with the Dragons on Friday?
Well, I think Valley Falls is a very dangerous team. They've got a running back and a quarterback that run the ball really hard, pretty athletic, and a big offensive line, and kind of get after it, play some power football, and that's when they're at their best. We'll have our work cut out for us for sure. I've been impressed with them on film. I think they do some good things, and we're gonna have to play good football to beat them on Friday night.
And you look at Valley Falls, as you mentioned, they're a team that they get a lot of big plays, especially from their quarterback and a guy, and they do some things in special teams as well that's really good. Is that something that maybe you look at here as even more of a priority, is making sure special teams is on a full display here on Friday?
Well, we hope so. We put a lot of emphasis on that, you know, where we want to make sure special teams are something that we control, and for the most part this year we've done a good job with it, but I feel like they're really dangerous, you know, like I said, offensively, when they can get both backs going a little bit, and you've seen on film that they've got a couple guys that can run it, and not only that, you know, defensively, I think at times they're really good running to the football and do a good job with that as well. So like I said, we'll have our work cut out for us on Friday night, but one that we're looking forward to the challenge and get ourselves kind of going.
We're looking forward to it as well, Coach. A game we'll have live on FM 103.9 KNZA. But, Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Johnny.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Perry Smith, head coach of the Donovan West Mustangs, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by Triple L Tire, Medina State Bank, Bank of Highland, and Johnson Ag on FM 103.9 KNZA.